Let's pray. Dear Lord, we come to you this day, Father, and we just want to tell you we love you. We thank you for allowing us to come before you. We thank you for a beautiful day. It couldn't be any better. Father, as we get ready to read from your word, we just ask that you would minister to us. Father, speak to us and just give us direction. Lord, we love you and thank you and just praise and worship you. And Lord, send your Holy Spirit to touch every one of us here. Life is much better when you're involved. So we just ask for your guidance in Jesus' name. Amen. Back when we first started this ministry, there was a verse out of Jeremiah that stuck out to me. And it's Jeremiah 6, 16, and 17. And I'll read 16 first. It says, this is what the Lord says. And it was God talking to the Jewish people through Jeremiah. It says, this is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient path. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. That verse just stuck out to me when we first started, even way back then. God had a plan, not just for his people. He had it for all people. He knew his plan. That's why we can say, you know, even ourselves, we need to be looking for the ancient path. I mean, that is a true statement. It was then and it is now, even to this day. But what usually happens when we stand at these crossroads, what do we do? And what do most people do? And I want to read on the rest of verse 16 and 17. It says, we will not walk in it. I appointed watchmen over you and said, listen to the sound of the trumpet. But you said, we will not listen. God gives us direction. It's, you know, the fact that they use the word trumpet, I thought that's kind of neat, because God, you know, he hollers at us at times and tells us what he wants. But people just don't want to listen. God points out what he wants, but we choose to refuse it no matter what. I don't know why the majority of us do that. I think a lot of us do it, because the one thing that's bad, if you admit to yourself that there is a God, you have to be accountable. And it's a lot easier just to say, you know, God just doesn't exist. You know, or I don't have to listen to God, because then you can live as you want. You don't have to listen like he asks you to. You know, but God laid out a path for us. You know, just like it said at the top, you know, I'll just read it one more time. It says, ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. It didn't say maybe. It says you will. So if we want rest for our souls, if we want to live a restful life, if you want to call it that, we need to listen to what he's got to say. But what is the good way? Well, God wants us to follow him. That's the whole plan. Why does he want us to follow him? Because he loves us. He wants the best for us. And I'll just read a couple scriptures. As always, the Bible says it better than me, so I got to read some more scripture. In Psalms 136:2, it says, give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Isn't that great? He doesn't just love us today. He doesn't just love us yesterday. He loves us forever. And forever, I can't even fathom what forever will feel like. It just goes on and on and on. I mean, it's just crazy when you think about that. I mean, it's really hard. I don't know if most people can understand it, but I have a hard time with it. It says, his love endures forever. Or another verse, and this one everybody's probably heard 1,000 times, but I'm going to read it anyway. And it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Wow. He sent his Son to die for us. Now, everybody standing here probably already, you know, knows who Jesus is. for those of us that don't, Jesus is the Son of God that came to this earth, and he lived here. He allowed himself to be crucified as a sacrifice for the sins that people commit, for the sins that I commit. That's the part that a lot of people don't get. Oh, yeah, he did that for people, but I don't know about me. You know, I'm not good enough for all that. He came here, and he's sacrificed for everybody. He allowed himself to be nailed to a cross and raised 3 days later and is now in heaven preparing a place for us. If he would have just died on the cross, it, you know, that'd be the end of it. But no, he raised 3 days later. That's the awesome part. That's what makes it great. But besides the fact that he wants us to follow him and, you know, believe in his son to allow us to make it to heaven, he doesn't just want us to make it to heaven. He wants us to live here and live a decent life too. And let me read some more scripture. In Psalm 12:7, it says, "You, Lord, will keep the needy safe and will protect us forever from the wicked." Hey, he'll keep us safe. He'll protect us. And it doesn't say he's going to do that after we go to heaven. It says, he's going to do that now. Another verse out of Psalms 32:7. "You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance." Wow. No, there's another one. And, you know, we read these scriptures a lot of times, and we don't really apply them to ourselves, but I mean, these scriptures apply to us. And just one more to top it off. "But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one." I mean, there's just three examples, and I could go on and on. I mean, the Bible, the promises in the Bible of God taking care of us and protecting us. That's how we find rest for our souls. You know, how do we find rest for our souls here on earth? By looking at these scriptures and allowing God to do that for us. Most of us, you know, when we have a problem, and myself included, you know, like, okay, here, God, and I'm going to pray. I'm going to let you have this, and you're going to take care of this for me. And that's at 7 o'clock in the morning. At 7:01, it done took him too long, and I need to get this done. So at 7:01, I'm already taking it back, trying to do it myself, instead of saying, "God, here it is, and you do this." So for him to really give me rest for my soul, I need to listen to him and take the time to listen. Charles Stanley, I listen to him a lot. He's a Baptist preacher that's on the radio and TV. And he is one of the radio preachers that I really respect. The one thing he said, you know, a lot of us pray and we are done so quick and down the road, God doesn't have a chance to talk to you. We don't give him time to say anything. And it's like, okay, God, I prayed. It took me 3 minutes and I got 8 things to do, so I'm out of here. Okay. Now, I paraphrased what Charles said, obviously, but it's true. We do that. I mean, we don't give God time to speak to us. We're in such a big hurry where we need to sometimes just get quiet and sit down and say, okay, what are you wanting to tell me? And we need to listen. But let's go on here. So what does God want for us? Like I said, he loves us. He wants the best for us. And if you ever notice, when you look at my trailer, it says, "Meet me at the crossroad." It doesn't say crossroads like most people use it with a plural. The reason I dropped the S, because I think it's very important. There is one crossroad that we get to that there are no alternatives. To me, there's just one way. When you get to that crossroad, you have to make that decision because all other ones are fatal. And that's why I dropped the S off of the crossroad. And which one is that? That's the first step. And that's to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Because all these things that God wants to do for you, if you're not his child, why would he want to? Now, that sounds really cold. But do you take care of your neighbor's kids? I mean, do you take care of people you don't know? I mean, we help them to a degree, but we don't help them like we do our children. Our children will, you know, will die for them, just like Jesus died for us. So it all starts with admitting that We aren't perfect. You know, we can say that we're sinners, but all you really got to know is we're not perfect. We make mistakes. And because of that, we need somebody to pay for these mistakes, which is what Jesus did. He paid for them by dying on the cross. And if we accept that and believe that he raised from the dead and he's in heaven now, we're saved. I talk about this almost every time I preach because it is really important that we know where we stand with God and that we are one of his children, because the majority of the scriptures, if you're not a child of God, they don't apply to you. God will help people and he will take care of them, but you need to be his child for him to really do what he needs to do. I don't know, you know, I see people all the time that want nothing to do with God. They're just doing, you know, living their life the way they want to. And then when something goes wrong, they call up or they see you. Man, can you pray for me? Well, yeah, I can pray for you. But let's first make sure you're one of God's children, that he can help you the way he wants to. If you look through the Old Testament, I've been reading through the Old Testament here again. And the thing you'll notice, it's a cycle. Like the Israelites, it's a cycle. We follow God from the bottom of our heart. Then things start getting good. Then we don't need God. Well, now that we don't need God, we start getting off into all this stuff that we shouldn't be in. And we totally get out there. The way God's got to bring them back is just step back and say, okay, you really want that? Go for it. When it gets really bad, then they say, God, where are you? Please help me. That's obviously paraphrased, but that's how most of us are. We believe in Jesus as our Savior, and man, Jesus, we love you. And we do, truly, from the bottom of our hearts. But then things start getting really good. I don't really need him as bad today as I did yesterday. So we start doing our thing. Next thing you know, we're way out there going, wow, what the heck happened? And we start crying out to God. The one thing that's awesome about God, no matter how many times it happens, he always brings us back. He will never abandon us. That's an awesome thing. And him not abandoning us, you know, that's something that, again, we wouldn't understand unless we, you know, say you look at your own kids. To me, I cannot imagine walking away from my son. I only have one child, but I can't imagine walking away from him. And God being loves us probably a lot deeper than I could ever love my son. So it's pretty awesome to know that he'll never abandon me. So if you've never made the decision to make Jesus your Lord and Savior, I hope you get a tug on your heart today. Because I can't make you come to Jesus. I can tell you what the Bible says, but I can't make you do anything. But if you feel in your heart that you've never done that and you need to, I'm here all day. Be glad to pray with you and we can get this right. But if you feel everything's okay, hey, I cannot change your heart. The Holy Spirit does that. That's what God does. But you got to be honest with yourself. That way, when you go to bed tonight, you can look in that mirror and you can be happy about who the guy you're or the person you're looking at. And I want to read one more scripture. It says, he came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to be children of God. That's the whole point. When you stand at the crossroad, that decision you have to make. And I know it sounds, a lot of people don't like it, but Jesus, the Bible teaches Jesus is the only way. I'm sorry, there is no other way. No matter what television or radio or newspapers want to tell you. So I hope you pick that path. The one thing awesome about this, just a little thing here to put on the end. See, because then you will come to a lot of crossroads in your life after that. And all of a sudden you have help. Where up to now, you were doing it all on your own. Now that you're a child of God, you got somebody that's in your corner fighting for you and helping you. And that's what makes it even better yet. So we're back to, I want to read it just one last time. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. Well, it'll make life a lot better. With that, I'd like to close. Dear Father God, we love you. We thank you for what you do for us and what you have done for us. We thank you for Jesus. It is just totally awesome that we can believe in you and know, no matter what, you will never abandon us. You will always be there for us. That is just, it's just great. That can give us peace. So, Father, I just ask that you touch each person here right now. I know there's got to be somebody here that's been struggling, maybe with where they are in you or struggling with stuff going on. It's been a pretty rough last few years. The economy is not good. There's got to be some things. I just ask that you touch them. Give them peace, give them strength, and give them wisdom in this time of their need. We just love you, Lord, and we thank you for it. Father, as we get ready to go racing, I just ask you to be with us and protect us, watch over us. As always, do it for your glory and not ours. And we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.